Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. Maybe to round off Simon Reish Zion, the laws of Borei Nefashos, the Mishnah Berurah alludes, and I did a little bit more research. The bracha of Borei Nefashos does not translate very well. It's a very difficult bracha to make sense out of. Baruch Hashem, Borei Nefashos Rabos v'chasronan. He created many souls and their deficiencies. Al kamasha barasa, and all that you've created, l'achayos behem nefesh kochai, to keep all of life sustained. What exactly is that bracha? What do the words mean? I think if you put it together, reading the Torah really brings the explanation. But even with the Torah, it's not super clear, but almost all the mefarshim work with the Torah's explanation of what this bracha means. And I think you have to read the bracha with four sets of parentheses. There are four words that are really missing from how the Torah understands it. The way the bracha is understood according to the Torah is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Borei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronam. God created many souls, many living things. V'Chesronam. There are really two words that should be missing before the word V'Chesronam and their deficiencies. Number one is that God created life missing necessary chesronim, necessary deficiencies, but he fills us with necessary deficiencies. Meaning, the way the Torah explains, this is a reference to the fact that God creates basic sustenance for all of life. Chesronim means the things that we're deficient in, but God supplies us the necessary things to fill those deficiencies. Specifically, the Torah explains this as a reference to bread and water. God, he created many souls, but he created bread and water to fulfill our basic necessities of keeping us alive. Al kol ma shebarasa, there's actually even a machlokas. We paskin that the text of the bracha is al kol ma shebarasa. There are those who say vi al kol ma shebarasa, and all that you've created. That's not how the bracha should be recited. But I think the conjunctive vav teaches us and all that you've created is that's how it should be understood. I think according to the Torah, and you've also not only did you create chesronim, you fulfilled the necessary needs that all of life has. And you also created other things that aren't necessary. Specifically, there's a reference to things like fruit. You don't need fruit to survive, but they sort of give that richer tapestry to our palates. Food that we eat isn't just bland with bread and water, but you also created other things that aren't necessary, but they allow us to enjoy life and enjoy, good cooking as well, even though it's not necessary. So the way the bracha, at least according to the Torah, is understood is we're celebrating, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the chesronam, he fulfills our necessary needs, as well as the al kol ma shebarasa, and you've also blessed us with other types of food which aren't necessary, but they make our lives that much more tasty. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.